This is St. Louis Public Radio. Normandy High School choir and drama teacher Dwayne Foster recently skipped class for 7 weeks to be in an off-Broadway production of Antigone in Ferguson. Foster made his New York debut in Ragtime 20 years ago. Antigone provided a long-awaited chance to return to the stage. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler talked with Foster and asked him why he took a break from teaching to perform as a chorus member and soloist in this play, which responds to the 2014 death of Michael Brown.
There was something missing that I had when I first started teaching, and that was the joy of being a teaching artist. And sometimes we have to feed that artistic side of ourselves in order to be available and to be really valuable for our students.
So will you bring back some of that experience to your students? And if so, how will you do that?
I think getting back in touch with who I was when I first started teaching, everything wasn't just focused on what's going on in their communities. I was able to bring other aspects of other cultures into the classroom. And I think being there for 12 years, I got used to focusing on just what was going on there, and I wasn't reaching out enough. This has energized me to reach out and to bring more diversity into my program as well.
What do you mean when you say bring more diversity into my program?
I think the whole aspect, I understand that within our community in Normandy, we're dealing with gun violence, we're dealing with drug abuse probably, we're dealing with, we're just dealing with getting our accreditation back. So it's a lot of things going on. But we also have kids who don't have those experiences. We have kids who have what I call regular teenage angst situations, about going to college or about heart being broken over a breakup, body image, finding friends, not finding friends. I'm trying to create a situation where we find out that we're more alike than we're not.
So switching gears here, you're featured in an October 26th event in St. Louis called Representation and Responsibility, Perspectives on Equity Casting and the Performing Arts in the 21st Century. So what is the most pressing message that you want to get across along those lines?
I think the idea I want to get across is for those who are even thinking about casting, it's okay to go outside of the box. Because actually in 2018, there shouldn't even be a box.
What is the box?
Oh, if we're doing Oklahoma, I can only use these people here. Now that's been broken on Broadway. So if Broadway has done it, then definitely we could do it here in St. Louis.
And when we're talking about Oklahoma, you're talking about casting black actors,
yes,
in what have been traditionally white roles.
Right. And I want to get rid of the whole concept of non-traditional casting. When I was living in New York doing Broadway, and when my show ended, Ragtime ended, I would audition and my friends would say, oh, well, you'll get the non-traditional casting roles because, you sing opera and, if people close their eyes, they wouldn't know if you're white or black. And back then, that was just the norm because I heard it so much. But now that sounds so ridiculous. Non-traditional casting, it's a story that everyone can experience.
That was St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler talking with Dwayne Foster, theater and music teacher at Normandy High School. Foster is part of a panel event about theater casting to be held Friday at John Burroughs School.